Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. This is your host, J.D. Ross. If you're listening to this on the podcast outlets, you may hear a little bit of noise in the background. That's because I'm doing this in the cab of my F-150, and it's a nice, steady drizzle today. It's one of those nice kind of days. It's good to have these every once in a while. And we're putting these on YouTube. We're launching a YouTube channel in case you want to view us and see some of our guests. You can check that out there. So that's why we're going to do more on video and not just on the audio. I am taking a little bit of a change in direction in this podcast, and I'm going to go more for the next few weeks into a spiritual, biblical direction. For me, it's absolutely impossible to separate my belief system from my business and from the sports I play. And I think that's part of the problem these days is we try to separate the two. It cannot be separated. Everything is a platform. Your family, your life, your business, your sports is a platform to bring people closer to God. And look, you're going to bring them closer, influencing them to something. So you're going to be sure that you do it in a way that glorifies God and brings them closer in that relationship. So you're going to see some of those over the next few weeks. I'm starting today a fast, which I'll make reference to, and in the next podcast episode. And there's always some pretty good things that come out of that for me. So I'm going to share right now one that I want to call, and that is Lead Me to the Cross. I have been very fortunate over the years to be influenced by some outstanding pastors, preachers, teachers. I think that the leader of a church name changes sometimes depending on where their skill sets are. And so I think that's where it gets kind of confusing. But I've been influenced by some outstanding leaders in a church setting. And one of the best sermons I ever heard was a sermon where I just walked into the church for the first time. I sat in the back of the church. And as you know, sometimes we get very anxious when you attend a church. So I sat in the back of the church and I went, okay, this is new. I don't really know what's going on here. Therefore, I'm going to be somewhat guarded and make sure that I can get up and leave if anything strange happens. Now, I have never left during a church service. I don't ever intend to leave during a church service. But these days, you never quite know what direction things are going to go into. So sit in the back. Pastor starts preaching, stands up, has his Bible open, and then all of a sudden he closes it. He says, I cannot tell you why I'm doing this today, but I want to talk about what our church is all about and the mission and the vision. Now, I was in the business world, in the corporate world at the time. Now I run my own businesses. So when I hear, I'm going to talk about company culture, I'm going to talk about vision and mission and alignment. Let's face it. Sometimes people use that as a big old ego feed to hear themselves speak. And it happens in churches too. Hey, I'm your church leader. I want you to hear me speak. I want you to hear me talk about what I think the Lord ought to, what you ought to get from the Lord. Let me tell you what your faith ought to look like. So when he stood up and said, I want to talk about the mission, the vision of the church, I went, oh no, here we go. Ego-fed speech about the direction that he wants to lead us in. And then he stopped. This is where there's key. He said, here's what I want you to know. I don't want you to listen to me too much. I don't want you to follow me. I don't want you to believe in everything I'm saying. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go home. I want you to sit on the edge of the couch. And then what I want you to do is I want you to open your Bible up and say, Lord, it's between me and you. Just me and you. He said, I want you to do that in private. Again, go home, sit on the couch on the corner, open your Bible and say, now, Lord, it's between me and you. And build that relationship. What was he essentially doing? He was leading me and us, everyone in that congregation, directly where we should go to hear what we should do and how we should live. It's that relationship that matters. Not the relationship between me and him or me and the leader. When I say him, the leader of the church or leader of the company. It was saying, if you want to grow spiritually, and we all should want to grow spiritually, here's where you go. That I am leading you directly to the cross. sit on the edge of the couch, open the Bible, and say, it's me and it's you. Now speak to me. That's where it all started to shift. Now, once you get there, once you get in that place, there's a lot of questions. So it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen with, now I've made that decision. Now I'm going to grow that relationship. Now I'm going to sit there every single morning and say, it's between you and me. Now speak to me. Then you have to discern how you pray. What are you hearing? How do you do it in your life? So it has to be an ongoing relationship. It's not just a one time. And that's where, again, I've been very fortunate to now be in a church where there's teaching, even more of a teaching aspect. They share the word and say, now, here is what I see that you should get. Now, here's the key. Here's the message as I see it. Take it home, sit on the edge of your couch, and see if he tells you the same thing. Now, I'm not a biblical scholar, so I need that on a Sunday morning. I also need that bit of humility. Some of us want to show up and be told exactly what to do. I want to show up on Sunday, right? You hear, I want to show up on Sunday. Why does he not tell me exactly what I should do? He should tell you exactly where you should go to find the answers and help you interpret the answers as you get there. So again, I would just want to end this podcast with that. The most important thing, and the most important sermons, and the message I heard was not a leader in any kind of setting telling me, lead, I want you to follow me. I want you to come to me. I want you to do this. They say, in whatever form or fashion, either saying it or showing it, I am going to play a role in leading you to the cross. With that, I want to end this podcast. I want to actually end it in prayer, which I've never actually done on the podcast before, but somebody's out there listening, and that's my wish, is somebody, and my hope and my prayer, that somebody's going to be out here listening to this and it helps in some way. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you give me the wisdom to share this message in the right way. More importantly, I just pray that this lands on somebody today when they're hearing this or seeing this, and in some way it impacts their life and brings them closer to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This ends our podcast episode, and you can find me at JD@circleofthepanda.com. I wish you all the best and peace.